So, today we're talking about...
the D word.
Dating is awkward.
What is dating?
The purpose of dating is with the intention of marriage. So, you're looking to see if someone's values align with your own values.
Everyone wheels out that stat of like 50% of marriages end in divorce, which is not actually true. When you start really digging into marriages that share four common values, what are your values with in-laws, what are your values with faith, what are your values with children, and what are your values with money? If you align on those four values, your success rate of your marriage will likely be in the 90%. We have identified what we think are three different cultures of dating. Culture number one is dating in the church. Culture number two is transitory dating. And culture number three is mutual referral dating.
A lot of times when you're in the Christian culture like we are, a great way to meet people is in church. And most churches, I would say, are not mega churches. Most churches are about 100 to 200 people. And so your options are limited to like 5 to 10 girls or 5 to 10 guys in the church. And the great part of meeting someone in church to date is they more than likely have the same values that you do. They have the same beliefs that you do, especially the same theology that you do. And so that question kind of takes care of itself. And you have been able to see this person in the context of the community that they're involved in. So you've been able to watch them from a distance. Are they who they say they are? How do I like their family? How do I like who they hang out with? So without any upward commitment towards them, you're already able to identify this person's values just from looking in.
The awkwardness of dating in the church comes from the same strengths. So because church is a place where the same families, the same friendship group comes week after week after week, you tend to have like kind of like a fishbowl
effect
where when you choose to date someone in the church, you're not only just having a relationship where it's just the two of you, your friendship groups are involved, the families are involved, the context is involved. And so one of the things that is really hard to do in the church culture is for guys to break up with the girl when they've reached the place of decision. And what we encourage is you can get to that place within 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much figure someone's values out within 3 to 6 months and be like, man, yes, let's get married, or no. And purity has been protected, time frame expectations have been led. So it's like, nope, we're not going to be good for each other in marriage. And you can make that call. However, in the church setting, that's where you get this whole coffee is marriage, coffee is engagement thing. Because it's like, man, the moment you make a decision, all the expectation of the community is like, oh, this is great, they're dating.
And the problem is then guys don't even ask girls out in the church because they're so afraid of, if I ask this girl on a date to coffee...
yeah, I have to be 150% sure.
Yeah, which is just totally unrealistic.
Our recommendation for dating in the church is, guys, be super, super clear on a deadline, a time frame, your intentions. You really do want to be like, hey, 3 to 6 months, like any guy can keep pure for 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's a target, you have a deadline. It's like, I'm going to protect purity and I'm going to lead the expectations and the time frames, and we're going to get to the point, get to the values, get to the things that are what would stop me from marrying this person. You want to get to that place as quick as possible of, do I know if this person is worth marrying?
Yes.
From personal experience, I dated a girl in the church, and I had watched a lot of guys date for 2, 3, 4, 5 years and never ever make a decision. And so I got to this place where I was like, that's terrible. I'm going to make a decision within a year. At the year mark, either we break up or we get married. And I got to like the 9-month mark and I was like, okay, I'm not in the place to get married. And this thing kicked in where I was like, whoa, but if you break up with her, like there's going to, you know, you're going to mess up your relationships in the church, your friendship groups, you're going to be disappointing all the families, you're going to be, you know, and this immense fear comes in to not be able to end the relationship. And so I just want to encourage you guys, like, it's an honorable thing to end a relationship when you have no faith to get married, because you're dishonoring the girl by carrying on dating her without faith to marry her. The other thing is, by keeping a short time frame, you can definitely protect purity, because you've got a goal. And shame comes in and obligation comes in mm-hmm. when you cross sexual boundaries mm-hmm. that prevent you from making a good decision and prevent you from getting out of a relationship mm-hmm. that you shouldn't be in. So that's dating in the church. Transitory dating. We call it transitory because it's any time you meet someone in a transitory place. So, you know, think conferences, think vacations, think mission schools, think mission trips, think hobbies, sports events,
university.
Any place there's a huge turnover of people mm-hmm. that if you meet someone, you might never see them again. So in that kind of environment, it's the very opposite of church culture. There's no context. There's no fishbowl awkwardness. There's no pressure. But there's also no history of, is this person who they say they are?
So the first thing that we suggest if you do meet someone in that transitory position is to be totally honest with that person up front about your values, about where you come from.
So if any of you have ever seen that disgusting show, My 600-Pound Life, the doctor always tells the 600-pound person to leave their house, leave their family, come and live in the city where the clinic is, so that you get out of the context that has made you who you are. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes it's a good thing to go somewhere else where you have faith to be who you have faith to be. You know, going to a mission school, going to a conference, going to a new place to start a new life of full faith. Yes. Like, that's a great thing. That's a mm-hmm. wonderful thing. That being said, with dating, is you also want to know, okay, but what was your context? Mm-hmm. Where did you come from? Because it's great that you are in faith for this person to be this person, but we also need to be very honest with each other about our past. Where did I come from? What did my family look like? What did my growing up look like? What are all the things that have formed me in my past? And then where am I at now? And then where are we going? It is very important to have those discussions.
And so we suggest if you meet someone in that place, the best thing that you can do to help your relationship is immediately go to the context of each person. So meet the person's family and their friends and see how they interact with their friends and family. Are they the same person that they were when you met them originally? Were they being honest with you? And so you immediately have to go to context to get things going quicker. Otherwise, you're going to fall into the same thing of
dating for years.
Yeah, dating for a long period of time without making decisions. And what's great about transitory dating, there is no pressure. If it doesn't work out, it's totally fine because you probably will never see each other again.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's what, again, why we say it is so important to maintain purity, because then you can end a relationship without any shame.
The third culture is mutual referral culture. That's how Kaylee and I met. It's how a lot of our friends and family met each other.
And it kind of combines both of
the best of both
church culture and the transitory culture because we'll just give our example. We'll tell our whole story in another video, but I was friends with Josh and Rachel from when I went to a mission school back in 2014. They were my missions leaders. And so we had spent 2 months together and like lived on the mission base together, really got to know them. And then a year and a half later, I went to South Africa and did a 3-month missions internship with them in South Africa.
So Josh happened to be my best friend for like the last 5, 6, 7 years. And we had lived together, done life together, done church together. We shared everything together. And so a couple months before Kelly came out, him and his wife came up and visited me and said, "Hey man, I know who your wife is." And I was like, "Psh." But actually he had been spending a lot of time with Kelly, him and his wife, and they knew my heart, they knew my values, they knew what I was hoping for. Mm-hmm. They knew Kelly's heart, they knew Kelly's values, they knew what she was hoping for, and he was connecting the dots. He's like, "You guys be perfect for each other." And so when I eventually met you, I was like,
my second to last week there.
Yeah, I was like, "Whoa, this girl's awesome. Like, this is the girl I want to marry." And so I borrowed from Josh's relationship with her to, you know, I spent a lot of time before I made the decision. I was like, "Josh, you know, like, I really like this girl." You know, and we were really able to go into all of my fears, my hopes, the things of that would have taken months of dating each other,
mm-hmm.
I was able to borrow from Josh's relationship with her.
Yeah, and that was the same with me. Josh and Rachel spoke very highly of Scott. Actually, they had been speaking very highly of Scott throughout the 3 months, but I had no idea who he was. And I was like, "He sounds like a great guy. I'm never gonna meet him," until God totally arranged it. So Scott came at the right time for us to meet. But even that whole week, I couldn't be someone else to impress Scott because Josh and Rachel were there. So the whole context thing of what we were talking about in church culture, and he couldn't be someone else. So there was this mutual honesty. We were being real and honest. And then there was also there was no pressure on us when we finally did make the decision to pursue each other, because it's like, well, like, if this doesn't work, then like you go on and do your own thing and I go on and do my own thing. Yeah. And so, yeah, I was borrowing Josh and Rachel's trust of who they said he was as well. And so when we did finally have the talk, the define their relationship talk, we had 4 days before I left. And we talked about every value that we had. We talked about everything. And we laid it all on the table and very honest about everything. And that way we could make the decision of what is the next step. The next step is the context thing of Scott coming to America to meet my family. I think a lot of people, when I would tell our love story, it's because we knew Scott was coming to America with the intention of marrying me. And when I tell our story, a lot of people freak out when I say we talked about marriage on our very first date, because they're like, how could you talk about that? And for me, I'm like, that was like a huge relief for me, because I wanted honesty. I didn't want to date just to date. The only person I wanted to date was someone who I had the intention of marrying. And that's why it was so important for us to talk about our values right away, because if we had had different major values, then we would have said right then, you know what, like,
not gonna work.
You're really great. That was our story with mutual referral dating. And so we think that that is an awesome way to meet someone who could potentially be your future spouse. So if you're single right now, a great way to prepare yourself is to find married friends and build relationships to your girlfriends, or if you're a guy, your guy friends, and really build solid friendships, solid relationships with fathers and mothers, because those are the people who are really gonna care about you long term and that you'll always have in your life. And they're the ones when it comes, like, they know you wanna get married, and so they'll have their eye on the lookout for you. And who better?
And to be honest with those people, because it's a great opportunity to figure out who you wanna get married to. Like, what a better way than to process with your friends, like, hey, I think when I get married, I'd like to marry someone who has these values. I'd like to, when I get married, this is what I maybe want my family to look like. And then having those chats with your best friends or with your mentors is an amazing way of, number one, refining your own values, and then number two, like, they now know where you're at, and if they ever come across someone, they're like, hey, that is someone who suits what Scott and I have been chatting about for the last 5 years.
Yeah. Well, our suggestion is become someone who is referable. Become someone who leaders and friends in your life would want to connect you with someone. And you do that by really spending time with the Lord and becoming the person that He made you to be. Work on your identity, knowing who you are, having your fulfillment come right from Him. For girls, I highly encourage all girls to take really intentional time of learning what it means for Jesus to be your husband, because if you enter into a relationship without that as your foundation, you're gonna always be disappointed in your boyfriend or your husband, because they are never gonna be able to have that role fulfilled of Jesus. That hole in your heart of longing and fulfillment can only come from Jesus. And it is important that you learn how to be happy being single and not expect, oh, marriage is going to make me happy, because you want to walk into marriage serving each other and bringing something to marriage, not taking something from marriage.
Yeah. And for guys, I'd say don't date just to date. You know, if you're in a phase of floating, of you don't really know what your mission is, you don't really know what God has called you to do, you don't really know what your values are, but, oh, I'm lonely, or, oh, that girl's hot, or, you know, I need attention, or I'm lusting after this girl. Like, those are terrible reasons to date. You want to date out of a place of mission. You want a mission first, then a relationship. So the other thing, guys, is you need to be honorable of a woman's time. You know, you don't want to date a girl for a year before you make a decision. You want to make a decision within 3 to 6 months. yes, we're going to get married. And if you have a yes in your heart, go for it. If you have a, I don't know in your heart, break up. It's not worth wasting each other's time. That goes along with protecting purity. As a guy, it's your responsibility to protect purity. Because where there's purity, there's boldness. And when you cross the sexual lines, then there's obligation, there's shame. You enter a doom loop. It's hard to recover from that. I would just encourage you guys, have a plan, have a time frame, be honest, be bold. And yeah, don't be afraid to break up and don't be afraid to get married. You know, really follow your heart's yes.
And for girls, you never want to be the one to pursue a relationship. It is the guy's responsibility to pursue, and it is your job as the woman to receive pursuit. And it's okay to be mysterious. Dani Silk has a great tool for women of be as vulnerable as the guy is willing to be. So if he's being vulnerable, then you meet him at that level of vulnerability. You never want to be beyond his level of vulnerability.
And I would say that's what sex is. Is sex is the ultimate vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a woman to just give a guy sex without commitment, you're never going to get the commitment.
We just think that dating, it is awkward. It just is what it is. But you can do dating in a holy way, and you can invite Jesus into your dating experience. We believe that aside from giving your life to Jesus, deciding who you're going to marry is the biggest decision that you're ever going to make. So, of course, God is very involved in the process of you finding your spouse.
Yeah.
And so invite him into it. Ask him to be a part of it. Yeah, if you date in this way, there is no shame. There's nothing wrong with dating as long as you're honest.
And protect purity.
And protect purity.